A governance expert, Professor Bafu Wajimandia, says the result of IDEX research, which demands election of DCEs, is relevant because it would deepen democracy. According to him, it is becoming apparent that the election of DCEs and assembly members likewise, the revision of a clause enabling a percentage of appointees by the government, will promote development. He said communities should decide who leads and manages their resources and programs. Professor Jimendria said this will also ensure accountability at the grassroots. He spoke to George Ankra.
The importance of this issue is that for the more than 25 years that we have been working on this, development has not really taken place as much as we want, all because power is still very much centralized at the center, which is the Accra. And I think we have to people at the local level to begin to plan their own future, utilizing the available resources in their own neighborhood. In other words, I think it makes more sense for a community to determine how its development should be. You see, if there's an officer in Accra who thinks for people in all these communities around the country, the assumption is that this officer knows more than the people themselves know. And that's not proper. That's why, personally, I think the recent idea by one of the parties to allocate part of the capital fund of the country to constituencies or districts for them to plan their own development is the step in the right direction, because it is simply pointing to the need for fiscal decentralization. We have succeeded with the administrative decentralization, but we have not moved an inch towards fiscal decentralization, which is what? Sending resources, money in this case, capital, to the local communities for them to execute their own program. And I think if we do that, we can quickly begin to see development at multiple centers at the same time, because we will encourage very healthy competition among the districts, all running to see who can do this first, instead of people not to determine what goes on in this community. But more importantly, we need to encourage accountability at the local level. Over the years, we have witnessed the difficulties of DCs and NCs all over the country, and lately, we are even beginning to see some interesting developments where traditional authorities are even demanding and getting dismissals of MCs and DCs and all that. That tells you that the fact that these individuals are appointed by the central government is not sitting well with the people. If people elect their own DCs or MCs and they have opportunity every 4 years to change them, as we have with the president, it will make these local officials more responsive to the needs of the people. So I think the issue of accountability will be very much enhanced at the local level if people themselves decide who lead them in their development in these days. Actually, allowing these local elections to take place will help diffuse the tension that the winner-takes-all phenomenon gives to this country. So I think the time is now for any party that wins power in the coming election to take up the issue of decentralization more seriously than we have so far.
On the financial implications of such an exercise on the economy, Professor Jimendria said it is worth it.
People make the mistake of thinking that people who get political power in the central government automatically assume to know better than others. The local people are also smart in their own ways. They know what is best for them. So if you get political power at the center, it doesn't make you better than somebody who has not been in politics all his life or her life, but working very hard at the local levels to ensure development. So the point is that if the central government has X amount a year to do development, for me, it makes sense for us to seed a significant part of that amount to the local communities to plan their own development. Of course, I'm aware of the district assembly common fund, but as you and I know, this is not adequate at all for proper planning. And even then, when these amounts are given, the Minister for Local Government still controls how these monies are spent in the local community. So ultimately, it's still the center determining the destinies of everybody across the country. So the whole idea is to devolve power and resources to the local communities so they can plan and execute their own development agenda. Of course, that would be in the larger context of the central government's own national development agenda.
Governance expert Professor Bafo Ajimandria. Meanwhile, CPP flag bearer Ivor Greenstreet said the party has made it clear in its manifesto that DCEs and MCEs be elected because that would make local governance more responsive. Speaking to Radio Ghana on IDEX research work on the election of DCEs, Mr. Greenstreet said already local governance is partisan.
We have made it clear in our manifesto that we are in favor of the election of district chief executive, municipal chief executive. The importance of decentralization will allow greater opportunity, greater progress and development to take place in the locality where people can hold those who are leading them and taking decisions on their behalf accountable for those very decisions they are making.
And so you don't think that when MCs and DCs are elected on partisan lines, the financial encumbrance will be too heavy on the economy of the country when you perhaps you assume power?
Well, the issue of whether they should be on partisan line is not something that we have agreed to. Merely having an election for someone to become a DCE or representative in a larger sense does not automatically mean that it has to be on a partisan basis. The point that people are making now is that already behind the scenes, there's partisan activities taking place at that local level. So maybe the concept that is coming from this IDEC discussion is that we should just be open about what is taking place. It's a complex process. What we want is a system of governance that is not just about elections and about people holding positions, but about a process that over a period of time means that the ordinary Ghanaian, the ordinary citizen, will see the benefits of the system that we are running. At the moment, politicians are seen as a group of individuals who are there serving their own self-interest and not serving the interests of the people of Ghana. And we appear to be having law upon law, institution upon institution, one layer of administration or one layer of bureaucracy after another. And we're not able to deliver results for the ordinary person, for them to feel any change in their daily lives. And I think that is what we need to focus on.
CPP flag bearer Ivor Greenstreet.
The national chairman of the PNC, Bernard Mona, said he agrees with some aspects of the IDEC research. He said the electorate at times make choices which turns out to be bad choices. Speaking to Radio Ghana, Mr. Mona said such election on party lines may end up choosing candidates without educational or technical background and could render the performance at the local level ineffective. Mr. Mona suggested the adoption of the hybrid system to ensure balance at the local government level.
If you take general research, the conclusion would be that we should elect all positions, and that would mean that we should be able to enhance democracy at the grassroots level. In most instances, it is assumed that it is the choice of the people that is what the people want. I think contrary, that sometimes people choose based on certain factors, and at the end of the day, it is not the best person or the best material that is chosen. Clearly, the representation that we have in Parliament and the quality of that representation should be ample testimony that people's choice can sometimes be a very, very bad choice. The pronouncements of some of our MPs, the low quality representation that we have in Parliament and many other factors and variables will ensure that our Parliament is not the best of it, and that is not the quality of the Parliament. Can you just imagine that we allow the entire assembly structure to be an elected assembly structure? You may end up with instances not getting the requisite material that is needed with the basic technical know-how to be able that we are able to get some progress. We should have some educationists. We should have people with some traditional knowledge so that they will be able to influence decision-making in the assembly. In the absence of government appointees into the assembly, you realize that everybody would have been elected based on your ability either to make some noise so that you are elected or based on your resources. Indeed, beyond your resources, you actually do not have content that matters. So I think that I disagree with those who think that we should have our entire democracy based on elected positions.
In this stead, what will you want to go in for?
I think that the hybrid system, we can reduce the numbers that we want in terms of maybe the one quarters of the assembly being from the government appointees. We should reduce that. And we should also limit the capacity to ensure that the people that are elected, indeed, and very possibly, that is the reason why the Constitutional Review Committee is recommending that, look, we should select three people and allow the three people to go out there so that the people can choose from among them.
If you talk of hybrid system, how would the man on the street understand that?
Hybrid system means where we allow some election of the DCE, some elections of our assembly members, and some appointments by the governing authority.